When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Simple, Jake Sorsen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in Creighton, Nebraska with Shin
Well,
Daddy?
Since there's been a kind of a moment where the school system and Steve have come together. They're working together.
Olive leaf.
Today is bankers plus bugs equals biology.
Ooh.
Bankers plus bugs equals biology.
Bankers.
It's a grub grab.
What is going on?
If you bring in 10 bugs in a mason jar, you're going to get 2% off any of your current loans or any new loans you have. So you want to get a car loan, you get 2% off of that if you bring in 10 bugs for the biology department to dissect and analyze. So this is all about
they
biology.
Have to be different bugs?
Different ones. So it could be the grasshoppers, could be spiders, could be anything you can
gotta
bring in.
You got to get 10 different
you
ones.
You
got to
have 10 different ones. Yes, it could be. Yeah, so it's a challenge to get out there and get that. But it's a grub grab.
And Steve will determine.
He'll determine, yes.
If there are 10 different bugs.
10 countable, yes. 10 countable.
10 countable.
10 countable, yes. So,
he's even in.
You can't bring in 10 grasshoppers. Right. We're not doing that. Yeah. You can't bring in 10 different bugs.
There could be some judgment calls.
Judgment calls. Steve's probably going to be lenient, he told me, on that. He's not going to be like too hard. He's going to be lenient on this. So if you're out and about, so people, farmers, whoever, bring him in. Could you imagine if you say, I want to get a new combine and it's $250,000, but now you get it for 2% less? That's a big deal. Just bring in 10 bugs. And you're helping biology kids. You're helping kids get better in school.
A mason jar
full of 10 bugs. It's a grub grab. It's bankers plus bugs equals biology.
Grub grab.
Yes.
Well,
this is in Creighton.
In Creighton.
At Midwest Bank.
It's very, very creative. And it could be lucrative.
Lucrative. Yes, very good for you. This is very hard to focus right now. The smell of steak is in the air.
Yes, so let's reset. We are live here at Ruhlman Steakhouse here in Ashland off of Highway 6, the south side of Highway 6.
How do you spell Ruhlman?
RUHLMAN'S.
Quiz time. Who built this?
This is Mark Ruhlman.
Matt Ruhlman.
Matt Ruhlman, Phil's younger brother.
Right. I bet Phil was out here doing some stuff, weren't you?
Yeah.
I bet Phil helped. Look at him. Oh, yeah. I bet he did. So he poured some concrete out
here. So we got plates here, and we have four plates because to Bill's right is a person we have not seen for several months.
Since the spring game.
And that, of course, is 24/7 Sports Mike Schaefer. Schaefer, great to see you, and welcome to heaven here at Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Yeah, this is incredible. All remotes should smell this good.
Yes, like that would be something.
You get out of your – I got out of my car 20 minutes ago, and it just smelled fantastic. And I hadn't even gotten inside yet. It's even better when you are indoors here. At Ruhlman Steakhouse.
I wonder if this is what heaven is like.
This would be as close.
Phil Ruhlman's
heaven.
Arms.
Yeah, Phil. Arms folded, arms crossed. Come on in, boys. Yeah.
Haman staring at you.
Yeah, come yeah, exactly.
This could be heaven.
This could be
it. Feels like it.
If this is heaven, I'd be just fine with it.
That'd be just fine. Exactly right.
Yeah. By the way, the Mike Schaefer Hour made possible by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau of Financial Services. Please call him at 402-217-1195.
Say that name again.
Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau of Financial Services, 402-217-1195. All your insurance needs with Ben. Schaefer, it's good to have you here. Yesterday was a big news day for Nebraska. I mean, it's not exactly surprising to people, but Dylan Raiola, officially the starting quarterback. Now that that story is over, what's the next biggest question mark we don't know about this team 9 days away from kickoff, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing to me is just the state of their kicking game. I don't know that anyone can feel particularly good about where Nebraska's at special teams-wise going into 2024. As good as you might feel about the defense, as good as it feels that Dylan Raiola has been named the starting quarterback, you still ultimately want to leave your possessions with points. And you're not even entirely sure who's going to be kicking the ball for you for your first point after touchdown or field goal here in a couple weeks with UTEP on the schedule. And so that's kind of been an issue for Nebraska for the last few years. They've had kind of uneven special teams play, uneven specialist play on top of it. And so I would say sort of the bullseye concern at this point is who's going to be your kicker? I mean, it's Tristan Alvano close to being able to have the job. I believe it's Jacob Hole.
John Hole.
That's correct.
Yes. John Hole, who is the nominal backup who potentially could be playing. He only had, I believe, made three field goals last year for Lincoln Southwest. He did not kick for Iowa Western. He redshirted over there. And so you're in a bit of a weird kicking situation. And that's always kind of concerning because, like I said, you want to leave possessions with points if you're not able to finish with touchdowns.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what did they average last year? Did they average 18 a game?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't score much at all.
18, I think it was 18 a game.
It's not very much.
No, it was in the hundreds nationally. So, yeah, you got to come away. Now, it could be – here's the other part of this, Mike, is that Hole could be really good. I mean –
yeah.
You never know. I mean,
I wouldn't feel great about entering the season with a guy who hasn't kicked in over a year.
No,
hasn't kicked in the college level.
That makes sense. I mean it does. If you just say it out loud, it's like he's not kicked in at the college level and was limited in senior year. He said three.
Yeah,
made three.
Sense.
What was his numbers? Was he 3 for 3?
I don't even know how many he attempted.
Or the distance on him. But, you know,
right.
Like, hey,
he
was 3 for 3 and made 42, 38, and a 50. Like, okay, that's pretty impressive.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, Tristan Alvano was terrific as a senior for Omaha Westside. He still struggled his freshman year as a kicker. I mean, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to think that whoever it is might have some issues regardless. You're just hoping that Alvano is healthy and able to go because that's clearly who they have the most trust in.
Would you say you're more confident right now in Nebraska's left tackle situation or the kicker situation?
Probably the left tackle situation, at least with Turner Cork when you have years of starting experience. Right. He hasn't been particularly great as a left tackle. I continue to feel like one of the big what-ifs is if he could have entered here and been a guard for his career instead of being forced into being a tackle every single year out of necessity. But at least for Turner Corcoran, you have an understanding of what you're likely to get. The kicking situation is just a giant mystery bag. Hmm. I mean, it could work out really, really well, or you could be facing a 4th and 4 in normal kicking spot, say the 24-yard line, and forced to go for it every time because you just don't have any trust that you can get 3 points. Tough way to live in the Big Ten.
That can't happen.
Schaefer, you're an insider. The health of Turner.
Turner Corcoran?
Yes.
I mean, I think he's still sort of working through things. I think he's kind of always working through things. I don't know that he's been fully healthy at any point at Nebraska. And if he's not able to go, it's Gunnar Gatula.
Yeah.
And Gunnar Gatula will be your left tackle. I think he got quite a few of the reps during the open scrimmage a few weeks ago. I think he got more reps here recently. And so, I mean, if Turner isn't the guy, then I think Gunnar Gatula is the next one up there at the left tackle.
Great information.
Now, I saw yesterday, we mentioned this in the first hour, that there's a projection out there for Tommy Hill, Nebraska cornerback, to be a first-round draft pick in next year's NFL draft. That's by ESPN's Field Yates. We know the defense is supposed to be very, very, you know, pretty dang good this year. Do you see that kind of play from that kind of potential from Tommy Hill?
You know what's fascinating? I had this conversation yesterday. Tommy Hill seems to be one of those guys where people haven't bought in that he was good last year. It's like this idea that he never got better from the Colorado game where he kind of had the sort of the big letdown play on the third down where Shiver Sanders was able to get that pass off in front of the rush and, you know, kind of flip the game in the third quarter. Tommy Hill played really well the final eight games of the season. I think he enters the year as the number one Pro Football Focus cornerback that's returning on the college level, and yet you hear people talk about him like he's got lucky or that he wasn't particularly good last year. Here's the other thing that works in Tommy Hill's favor. Outside of Shedeur Sanders, what quarterback is he concerned about right now? There is not a lot of experience on that schedule. There is not a particularly strong passing game outside of Colorado. You expect USC to be good. You expect Ohio State to be good. They're going to be breaking in different quarterbacks, different passing attacks, different things going on with those programs. I think Tommy Hill is an asset for Nebraska. I was a little surprised to see him on a first-round mock with ESPN. But it's just interesting the way that he is discussed relative to, say, you know, Cam Taylor-Britt in 2021, Quint Newsome even last year. It felt like there was a little bit more trust from the public at large with those guys than where Tommy Hill's at. And yet nationally, people think Tommy Hill's really, really good.
Just a quick note, if he's not a first-rounder, don't freak out.
Yeah.
There's only 32 of them.
It's
really hard to be a first rounder.
You mean if he goes in the second round,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Taylor Britt, it might work out okay for him?
Yes. So he's not a first rounder. It's like, well, first of all, there's going to be like six quarterbacks taken, eight pass rushers, left tackles.
First defensive player was taken, 17th overall in the last draft?
17th.
Is that right?
So
that
makes
So
that makes it difficult. So just sometimes people start throwing that out there. There's only 32 of them.
Where are we, Jake?
Jake's our location,
please. If you were just watching the video stream, there's been a lot of comments about it. But in the last 10 minutes, Phil dropped us off a plate of bread, which...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more... It's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sip dove into and
you've been
and people saw that sip.
I thought they watched you
chomping on it.
The smell
right in the
place.
Middle of a show.
To
and
answer
you
the
were
question,
eating bread.
We're at Ruhlman Steakhouse at Highway 6 in Ashland, center of Ashland, and we'll have steak here in a second. But a sip has you know taken a dive.
He threw
into
a loaf of bread.
The bread here, now, which
it wouldn't have been polite if he just had to let the bread sit there. He needed to try the bread.
I thought it would be impolite if none of us ate anything. So I thought I'd take that step.
What was your assessment of the bread? There, you didn't even have the butter over there.
No, I didn't want to spread the butter on. It's really good.
It looks like
it's warm.
The butter looks incredible.
It was warm when I ate it. It won't be warm when you eat it.
That's not true. I'll eat it here in a second.
This is really good. It was really good. This is high end. This is high end.
I think he said
we're at a high end place.
I believe John Benton told me they go through 150 loaves a day of this bread.
Wow. Go ahead,
every
have
single
a,
day.
You want a bite?
Well, I can see him in a second.
Yeah. No, I have been criticized heavily for eating on the air. I have people emailing me,
texting.
Yes, DMing me.
DM.
I've been DMing.
Sending you pigeons
about the food.
Oh yeah, people have DM'd me about eating on the air, and I know it's not a great look. But in this case, I thought
we're encouraged to. We're supposed to be.
It'd be impolite if we all sat here and stared at that bread that Phil just put in front of us.
I appreciate you going to town. How would you rate it on a 10 scale?
10.
Oh, here it comes.
Chef John Benton is coming out.
Here comes
Chef John Benton.
He's coming out.
Right.
Why don't you pass that down real quick?
Let's get some things set up here.
Okay.
Again, okay, Chef John Benton.
If you're confused, what's going on? You're just tuning into the radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I need to show the video stream.
I'm not going
to
eat that on
the air. Look at Schaefer's face, by the way.
John, tell us what those are again. You walk me through these.
Get the headset out of there.
Hey,
I got a headset on for you.
Hold on, John. We'll wait for you.
We're going to wait for you.
If you need me to eat it, I will.
Yeah. Well, yeah, baby. It's here for you.
Yeah, baby.
John Benton is with us.
Yes. Well, we were talking about Hashables earlier, so I figured, I'd do my crispy, delicious potato. So aside from the 4-pound family-style Florentine T-bone that we have, so half filet, half New York strip, I've got cheese-stuffed garlic parmesan crispy potatoes.
No, you don't.
So those bad boys are stuffed with smoked mozzarella. They're rolled in tapioca starch, fried crisp, and tossed.
What kind of starch?
Tapioca starch. So gluten-free also.
Good.
Healthy. We toss it in a brown butter garlic parmesan sauce, a real Parmigiano Reggiano, a little fresh chives. The steak itself we did today in the wood-fired hearth. And it's
hearth.
I've got this product I call Chef's Gold. It's herb-rendered beef fat, and it's what we finish all our steaks with. And then that has our house garlic hickory seasoning, which, if you're at the Ruhlman's Market, you can get a lovely bottle of garlic hickory seasoning. So every time you open up your cupboard, you get to look at my ugly mug. So
you got a good looking mug. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what's not going on right now. We're not at a truck stop.
No.
This is
you
not
love,
a truck
You do
stop.
Love truck stops, but this is not
I
a
do,
truck stop.
I do, but this is not a truck stop. This is unbelievable. This is high.
So if,
John.
If we decided that we'd like to make these,
you
would have to be in a store for 2 hours to get all the ingredients you just said. It would take 2 hours to go. Oh, Sipple's eating it right off the plate. Okay.
Or just 5 minutes.
They didn't give us these plates. You know?
Didn't see that one coming.
That might be why he gets the DMs or the emails.
Yes, that could be it right there.
That could have been a reason why.
DMs, emails, texts, everything.
So this looks incredible. What'd you think about your bite, Sip?
Feel the weight of the fork.
It's a real fork.
Feel the weight of the fork. Yeah. Well, it's a 1-pound fork.
Tell me what you think, Jay.
Well, I'm going to cut into it real quick. And
we're going to start with a potato.
We're eating steak at 7:32 a.m.
Easy. Heyman's coming in. Heyman came in hot.
Let's get Jake's take.
I noticed most of you went for the filet mignon side, but I got the first bite over here on the New York strip.
Jake, what do you think?
Very good. That was tender. It's perfectly done, as you expect from John Benton here at Ruhlman Steakhouse. But I have I have nothing bad
that
to
potato,
say. It's incredible.
Right?
It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
Hey, John, Jake loves steak.
The potato,
I'm a
very
huge steak fan.
Crispy outside texture, then it's just completely perfect inside.
Yep, and I should mention this steak. We have one of like 6 or 7 units in North America, a very special dry aging cabinet. And the way that the process works is our dry age actually retains about 40% more moisture in the meat. So this is a 35-day dry age. This is all Keneally Angus beef from Whitman, Nebraska. This is what we feature here in the steakhouse. We buy whole head cattle, about 6 or 8 head a week. This is just a labor of love.
Oh, man. Oh,
and Rick Heyman is delivering
some knives here.
This is incredible. We have a full table. We hear a lot of clanking of silverware. We're inside Ruhlman Steakhouse here. That's why you're hearing clanking of silverware and people in us
again,
eating.
Again, just feel the weight of that knife.
Yeah. Nothing like stuffing your face on air, right?
No, not at all. We're used to this.
These aren't being sold to you door to door right now.
No. Schaefer, early assessment from you over there?
Incredible. I still can't get over the first bite of the potato. Like I said, incredible, crispy outside, and then it's super smooth, great flavor inside. Forget what you said the cheese was.
Inside, it's a smoked mozzarella.
Yeah.
And then on the outside, when they come out, it gets that brown butter and then Parmigiano Reggiano cheese and a little bit of fresh chive.
Terrific. And then, of course, the steak is incredible.
You are listening to Chef John Benton. He's the executive chef of Ruhlman Steakhouse.
His history went over last when he was on the show a couple of weeks ago was ridiculous. Where John's been,
John? Just give us a slight, thumbnail.
Yeah, slight rundown.
Well, I'm a Lincoln native. Went to school at Johnson Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island. Got my first kitchen job at Wilderness Ridge when I was 15 years old. I used to work at Wasabi Sushi when they were in downtown Lincoln. I cut meats at Cheddock's Meats and Sausages in Lincoln at 70th and Pioneers. When I came back from school. I had the opportunity to go live in Germany. I did wine training. When I came back, got hired as the executive chef at Venue Restaurant and Lounge in Lincoln at the age of 23. I was there for about 7 years. Most recently, I was at Champions Run Country Club in Omaha, where I was there for about 3.5 years before I found Phil and got to join this new venture as a partner. And
was there a hiring process? Did Phil interview other chefs?
For this one, I'm pretty sure it was mostly one and done because I had a pretty good introduction. For Venue,
it was one and done. He talked to me first, and Phil shut off all interviews.
I love the comment.
He had six people lined up outside, and Phil walked out and told him.
I believe that's called an instant commitment.
Yep. You guys can go home. You guys can go home. Now, John's here.
For Venue, I had to go out, went to the test kitchen, and I had to cook a 5-course tasting menu while being interviewed by 6 managers. So that was pretty cool, too.
So I have a text here. Someone says, I'm only listening on the radio. I'm not watching it, and I'm drooling. Holy smokes right now. So
yep. I'm eating it and
watching this, and they're able to say that.
You sell it very well.
Tried this side. I tried the other side. Yeah, thank you.
So, okay, which side have I had? I had this one yet? Okay.
Yeah, you need to get on that
John,
side.
John, you need to carry the show at this point.
John, just keep talking.
Because we're eating.
You and Phil keep talking.
Yeah. It's nice to be back, guys.
Yeah.
Schaefer comes back and gets a filet in New York Strip. Ruhlman Steakhouse. I mean,
John, you're
at 7:20 in the morning.
Do you oversee the operation daily?
Yep, absolutely. Just much like Phil as an owner, we're willing to hop in and work wherever we need to. This guy's been in the dish pit doing dishes a couple times the last week.
Phil Ruhlman, the owner.
Yep, and it's amazing to have a team of folks that are willing to hop in and pitch in as they need to. But day to day, I'm usually in the back working on the preparations, making sure the recipes are followed and things are consistent. And then I have 3 sous chefs. One is Andrew Novak. Andrew's in charge of retail meat products. He's the in-house salumist, so he does homeade salamis, the guanciale we have in the cabinet.
Salumist.
Coolest job title on earth.
I'm a salumist.
Yeah. He's also responsible for this amazing focaccia bread. I haven't had any bread yet. Sergio Segovia and Cynthia Lopez, just kind of the dynamic husband and wife duo. They've been with me. I worked with Sergio when I was 15 at Wilderness Ridge. They were my sous chefs at Champions. They worked for me at Venue. But those guys are the magic behind the line, leading the actual line cooks and the crew and the absolute preparation of products. And I'm blessed, man.
Yeah, you are. Now, are you grooming the next John Benton?
Well, I hope so. It's my job to teach everybody how to be better than I am. Right. If they can't do their job better than I can, then I'm not doing my job. So
this goes back to a Bill Searles from way back when, which is you guys. When the worst person a person can say, it's not my job. You guys are just – exactly. It's like, no, I'm washing dishes. We need help here. That's what they do here. They do everything. Wow.
I need to read a text here from the text line. This is an unnamed person in Kansas says – let's eat locally sourced steak and talk football at 7:30 in the morning on Thursday. This is the most incredible radio show on the planet. I love it. Thank you.
We have listeners.
We agree with that.
We have listeners.
If we
want to
do this every Thursday,
I'm willing to make
that sacrifice.
Yes, I'm willing to. I'll make the drive. It's not that big a deal.
Drive is nothing.
It's nothing.
Not for us.
It's not at all.
Exactly. We're on the eastern part of
the side. Like that. I whipped out here. I whipped through Walton, and I was here like in 15 minutes.
Jake was like, oh, you're going to have to drive. It's a remote. It's like, yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
It's about the same drive for me downtown.
Bill brought a cooler with him.
I did. I brought
Tell
a cooler.
Tell us about your cooler, Bill.
That is a veteran move.
Yeah,
right there.
I brought my own cooler just in case there's any leftover food. And I would take it with me in a cooler. And
did
I brought
Laura
some,
suggest that? Or did
no,
you come
I,
up
I
with
myself, and I brought Tupperware, too, and some Ziploc bags. Yes, and some Ziploc
He's
bags.
He's prepared.
Yes.
God, well, you were raised very well.
We're going to take a break because we're up against the clock.
We're up against it.
When we come back, again, we're live at Ruhlman Steakhouse in Ashland. We have Bill's Thrills. That's next.
Good.
When we come
nice.
Back. Cool Parenting Tips Thursday when we come back to Ruhlman nice. Steakhouse on Early Break on the Ticket with Mike Schaefer in the building.
Schaefer, the voice of Huskers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.